This is Kelly Henderson, and you are listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. My guest this week is Hugh Hauser of H3 Events. Hugh is Nashville's go-to guy for weddings, and since the wedding industry has been one of the main industries to crash overnight during this pandemic, I wanted to get the details of what that specifically looks like. Hugh also gave some tips for brides to survive this time, and even just general tips for planning the best wedding possible, no matter what your budget. He even gave me his secret for the best at-home tan, which is something I think we all need right now. Here's our conversation. Hugh Hauser, this is so weird that I have never met you. I feel like I know you because we have so many mutual friends, but it's one of those Nashville things where I've actually never met you.
Well, we could have been in Walgreens together or something.
You know, that's true. Before coronavirus, of course.
Before everyone bottled toilet paper.
I know.
And elderly people were in the parking lot and hitting each other with golf clubs.
If I ran into you today, we probably wouldn't recognize each other because half of our faces would be covered. It's such a weird world we're living in.
It's so weird, but you would know mine because my mask would be covered in spray tan.
Oh, that's a good point. You also said you did a blowout today for this podcast, which I really appreciate.
I did. I didn't have a hairdresser come over here, and I did it all on my own, and I've got carpal tunnel.
Oh,
but
wow.
I'm hanging in there.
I'm so glad.
And I just wanted to get ready for you because Velvet's Edge, which sounds like a Lifetime movie to me. I just wanted to go and put that out there.
I don't know how to take
sounds
that.
Like where there's like a designer in New York that's killed someone.
Uh-huh. I could see that. Velvet's Edge. A little eek. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, what is that? Delta Burke, that whole Designing Women meets a murder mystery. I like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Okay. Designing Women meets Murder, She Wrote. Both one of my favorite shows.
Wow. New content ideas.
Murder, She Wrote every night.
That's weird. Okay.
I know. Well, she always figures it out.
She does.
I don't ever travel with her because someone will die.
That is true. I would not want her in my life. Well, let's talk about your career, because you own H3 Events, and we were talking before, obviously there's a lot of changes happening in the event planning world, as there is in the entire world, but your event planning company is huge. I mean, you plan events for celebrities. You've worked with such people as Nicole Kidman, Winona, Reba, Jake Owen, George Strait, Martina McBride, Kenny Rogers, RIP, even Nathan Followell from Kings of Leon. So you're all over the place with all of these events.
All over the place. Big hair, big dreams, and then like real chic, you know, hipsters.
Yeah. I mean, all over. So what, we were talking a little bit about just the wedding world, because that is one of the main things in Nashville that you're known for. What are the main changes that you've seen that have happened since coronavirus hit?
Well, most people, it's horrible. Let's just be honest.
Okay.
I mean, it's horrible because most people have invested so much money, and it's all about money when it comes down to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. I mean, right now brides are asking me to see about getting discounts, you know, on various things that they've already paid for, such as calligraphy and invitations. And while you want to, the people have to do the same amount of work all over again, and they don't
right.
want to either. And we're trying to find a happy medium where, you know, like if you do a little bit more business with them, of course they'll cut you a deal. And it's just a horrible time because the vendors are out all the money as well that they
right.
thought was coming in. But yet, the good news for me and for Kate Steele's my business partner. She's all the brains. I'm just the fluff. She handles all things logistic and things that are important, and I make sure everybody's happy and mothers, you know, swing their crossbody purses over their heads when I talk to them. But really, it's so horrible. But and we have to be honest about it. But you know, there's nothing we can do about it. So we can just find the date. What people don't realize is that it's such a headache for so many factors, for vendors, for the bride, for every single person in the world that has to change their date, because like I feel so sorry for the people that run venues. Now they love me, but I know they're getting bombarded with dates. And then I had to move some bar mitzvahs because we do all kinds of other things besides weddings. I had to move some bar mitzvahs, and I had to move big nonprofit galas. And those things are huge and lots of investment and so many people working on them. But what people don't understand is that there's so many more factors into just, oh, we're going to change our date. Well, that new date might not be available because everybody in the world wants it.
Right. I mean, this is just one of the main industries, I feel like, just event planning in general, that's just completely just vanished overnight.
Yes, that and concerts.
Yeah, I mean, that's my world.
Any kind of large, large gatherings. And, you know, some people are not comfortable and don't want to do it this year. They want to wait till 2021, and I totally get it, because then there are all these rumors that there's going to be another flu coming around in fall. So a lot of people are cramming everything into September because they're thinking, oh, well, that'll be far enough away, but not into fall.
Right. I was going to ask that. So are you just moving things around mostly? Or are you completely canceling?
Moved everything to the fall.
Okay.
And then that obviously will have to go to 2021. If the same thing happens again.
So you'll reschedule again if we get
reschedule again.
Oh yes. My God.
But a lot of things I went on and postponed to 2021 just to avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
The bar mitzvahs, you know, it's going to be sad because they're really going to be 14.
Right. You kind of missed 13, the point.
But they don't really care. They just want their friends to come. So they don't want it to be, you know, in the middle of a pandemic.
True. I mean, weddings are so stressful anyway. I feel like I'm noticing now a lot more. Everybody's just dealing with so much pressure. The brides get crazy. So I'm just,
they become different people.
Right. So I cannot imagine adding a pandemic to the amount of stress that brides and grooms are feeling right now.
I have to say, Kate and I make it so much fun that they don't even realize they're planning a wedding.
Really?
So, yeah, well, we're so much more relaxed than most.
Yeah.
I mean, most planners in people's mind are old women with big hairdos and a brooch and a clipboard, and they tell you where to stand, and you're scared to death, and it's usually like a spinster.
I haven't heard the word brooch in quite some time.
I live for a brooch. But they're usually like a mean old spinster.
Yeah.
That's never been married and mean as a snake and scary, and you think you're going to die. And they're, you know, it's like going to see, you know, like a doctor. It's like your high school principal planning your wedding. That's what people think. And it's actually more humorous. There's lots of lovely planners, of course, but you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
We try to make it fun and we're not, you know, performing brain surgery. So let's just make sure that everyone else enjoys it as well. I guess I'm the mother whisperer. I'm really good at with moms, but I love a mom. I love a mother of a bride, and usually I have them. We usually hang out for the rest of my life. I mean, I'm friends with all of them.
Yeah,
you know, for years. So we try to make it fun. I mean, Kate's got to be really serious, and then it's a lot of money. It's a big investment, but I try to make it as fun as possible and
keep them laughing.
Keep them laughing, and because we're not, you know, and we can do so much now. We really can do a lot virtually. You know, I've done a wedding right now that I've done. I talk to them more than my mother. I've talked to them so much. We basically plan the whole thing, and they're as laid back as can be. Now they're 2021.
Okay.
But I have plenty of time. Her schedule is nutso. She's, you know, when you get a bride, you don't know what all their job. Their own career. So she's really super busy. So I have to get a lot done early based on her studies and her schooling, and it's nuts. But our fall weddings are right up, you know, are pretty much done. I mean, they're ready
to rock. Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned earlier that a lot of the vendors are not really able to refund the money completely. I had heard that. I have a friend who had to postpone, I guess it was maybe a June wedding, and mm-hmm. she's had to completely postpone everything. And she said a lot of the vendors weren't giving refunds because, as you said, they're also out the money. But talk about a big slam, because weddings are so expensive. So are you dealing with that a lot?
Yes, I'm dealing with that a lot. I'm trying to get them to credit the money towards the event. So as far as giving their money back, they're probably not, but they're going to honor it for the wedding.
For the next
thing.
So
like if you change your date, they'll honor it. Yeah, but I mean, if you're just wanting your money back, you've already, you know, and your wedding was last weekend.
Right.
You know, they've had that on the books for forever. They've, you know. It's really hard to cancel and take someone's, and that would be like, you know, you pay a deposit. It's not all of your money. It's just a deposit. You know, it's not the whole kit and caboodle. It's just the deposit. And, you know, one of my planner friends was so funny. She called me and was like, you know, so funny about, you know, people wanting their deposits back and wanting money back. It's not like we're out buying Jaguars. $1,000.
Right.
we're trying to survive.
Right. I mean, most of those vendors are probably small businesses, which is just a hard world to live in right now.
Exactly. Exactly.
Have you seen a lot of just complete cancellations? I know I've heard a big fear about any sort of gathering over 50. People are starting to be like, I don't know. I'm not sure when I'm going to feel comfortable doing that. And like you mentioned concerts earlier, which I feel like it might be a year before that kind of stuff comes back. So
they're saying July for concerts, but I think they're just trying to keep the hope alive.
I think that's probably right.
I don't know that that's going to happen because that is a lot of people, uh-huh. a lot of sweaty people mm-hmm. sweating on each other and fanny packs.
Right. The fanny pack. Right. I mean, think about how much coronavirus that could carry.
I mean, there is not enough Purell in the world for an arena. and they're filthy anyway.
Right.
You know, filthy.
Right.
And so I don't know how Corona just started, just was born. I mean, how is it not? There's no telling what's been in arenas.
Oh, I don't even want to think about it.
Oh, filthy. But, July, probably. I can't predict it. It's like $1 million question. If I had a dollar for every time everybody asked me, and people really ask me the same question every day, they're like, "Neil, is everything canceled? Is your business, is it done?" I'm like, "No, we just postponed." You know,
right.
You have a heart attack.
Right.
I'm like, "No, we just had to postpone, just like you had to postpone everything that you're doing."
Well, the whole world has stopped. I mean, there's not really that many things actually happening anyway.
Yeah, it's like that's why your roots are to your ears.
Exactly. I don't even want to talk about my hair extensions right now.
They're hanging on by a thread.
Truly. I lose one every day. So if there are any brides listening who do have weddings planned, maybe this summer or this fall, and they don't have a wedding planner, what do you recommend? Like, is there one tip that you're just like, maybe just postpone just to be safe? Or
I think that they need to look at their calendar and they need to think of a date that would work.
Okay.
I think they need to have their change of, save the dates go out, change the date
yeah.
to go out.
Yeah.
I think they need to have that ready to go. I don't think they need to worry about mailing things if they're super panicked. This is the time in your life we don't need to worry. I mean, I'm the king of calligraphy and paper, and I'm a huge snob when it comes to all that. But I do think getting the message out faster. I'm happy for them to send a beautiful email
right.
out quickly just to get it done fast enough because they've got enough stress on them. They need to let the people know. But I do think they need to. My tip for them is to go on and have a date reserved in the future, possibly 2021, but
okay.
at least far out enough so that, but they don't have to tell anybody yet. They just need to be able to, talk with their venue, make sure those dates work, and be ready to jump on it if they have to.
Okay.
That's the easiest, then they can send their change the date out.
I was going to say, do they communicate to guests before just like, or is it a, hey, we might be thinking about this?
Well, probably to their close friends.
Okay.
But, it's going to be the way of the world, so they're
right.
going to have to change. They're going to have to postpone no matter what.
Right.
So it doesn't matter who they tell or who they don't tell. They're going to have to send out a notice anyways.
Yeah. So all about communication.
But to avoid panic, you just need to talk with your mom or whoever you're working with if you don't have a planner, and come up with an alternative date. We've done that for our fall weddings,
mm-hmm.
just in case, because none of them want to move. I'm hell bitten. Fired up. We're going to have our wedding no matter what. Nobody wants to cancel because they've been engaged forever.
Of course. Yeah.
They don't want to do. Now, what's really bad is the people that were just in April. Those weddings. Those are the ones that really.
What do you mean?
Well, they all got canceled no matter
what.
Oh,
yeah.
And they were probably right in the middle of it, right when the pandemic struck. And they can't even have a wedding.
Yeah.
So all those people have to postpone. So that's really, that would be like the week out.
Oh my gosh.
So we didn't think of, not many people thought about that.
Yeah.
So, but in my industry, I had to hear about it. And so I got pushed back with all the vendors and everybody because nobody wanted to talk about future stuff because they were trying to deal with all the madness,
Right.
So I didn't really hear back from vendors for 2 or 3 weeks because they, of course, were shut down and they were dealing with alternative dates, which is, it's madness.
Yeah, it's kind of like everything else in the world. I feel like we have no answers right now, so it's really hard to plan ahead. None of us can really predict.
That's why you have to kind of have that secret mm-hmm. date in your mind that works for you.
Yeah.
So you can just jump on. That's the only advice I can give you. And, you know, people get, you know, it's a really touchy subject because people are like, so sure you're upset about a wedding. There's people dying.
Of course, you know, of course.
You have to be very careful about it, you know.
But it's a lot of labor. I know planning a wedding is a huge thing. I know canceling a wedding. I've had to cancel a wedding before, which is not something a lot of people can say, but it is terrible. It's terrible. I mean, it's very difficult and there's so much that you've already done and you've put into it energy wise that it's a pretty rough process.
We had to cancel a wedding 100 years ago. I've been doing this for so long.
Yeah. 100 years. Wow.
Teresa's wedding. I've done this so long. I mean, I'm like, my brides are now have like 4 or 5 children now. I mean, it's like my brides are the Duggar family. I forgot what I was saying.
You had to cancel a wedding.
Oh yeah. We had to cancel a wedding like 100 years ago. We had to cancel a wedding and it was the weirdest thing. That's the only thing people ask me this question all the time. And, I got a text from the photographer. I was at dinner. I got a text from the photographer saying that the wedding had been canceled. Well, don't you think the planner would know that?
Well, you would think.
And I thought it was so strange that the photographer even knew, because why is the photographer even talking to the bride unless they were doing engagement photos, you know, whatever.
Right.
And they were trying to set up a meeting or, you know, talk about something, whatever, and the person said the wedding's off. And I said, oh, no, that couldn't possibly be right. So I called the groom. Because I couldn't get the bride on the phone, and I'm at dinner, and the groom had no idea.
No.
He said the groom came home, and there was no bride.
Wow, that's awkward.
And the bride had moved out and was already across the country on an airplane.
Just told the photographer and said, peace out. Wow.
Y'all figure it out.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
He didn't even know. And then I did his second wedding years later, and not that we even, it's not his second wedding, it's his first wedding.
Right.
Years ago, and then... years ago, and then happily ever after, he's got like 5 kids.
Well, good for him. God, that's
so
a rough one.
Out.
Yeah.
You go through crazy things, but it all works out.
It all works out. Well, I want to get a little more expert advice from you, because obviously these are times where we don't know what to do, and so it's hard to even give advice. But let's pretend like things were back to normal, or quote-unquote normal, I guess, whatever that looks like now. But what are some tips? You know, not everyone can afford a wedding planner. So what are some essentials that people should think about when they're planning a great wedding?
Well, they have to be very realistic. Whether you have a planner or not, it's expensive.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter what demographic, doesn't matter what your budget is. It's always, it's expensive. It's
can
a lot
I
of money.
Can I ask a question about that? Do vendors just jack up the cost because they can, or is that the actual price you think things should be?
Did you say the vendors?
Yeah. Or is it just like, because of this wedding industry, can they just jack up prices?
They're all competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, you can spend all day calling each vendor and trying to compare chair prices and venue prices. They're all neck and neck.
It's just so expensive.
That's what's the beauty of having a planner, is you don't have to deal with all that.
True.
And you don't have to deal with, comparisons.
Right.
Now, we can already tell you exactly what your wedding's going to cost. And then, but you can't imagine, I sit in meetings and they show me pictures of the most elaborate weddings you've ever seen in your life.
Right,
budget,
of course.
Their budgets don't match up, but nobody's. It's like a wish list.
Of course.
It's with anything. And then you show them that and there's sticker shock, and it's just like buying a car, really.
Right.
You know, everything's relative. But
the
best advice is to be realistic and to understand that, no, people are not out to get you.
Yeah.
That's what things cost. If you're going downtown in a metropolitan area, it's going to be so much more expensive than if you're going somewhere outside outside the city limits. There's always a cheaper option of things. There's a cheaper chair, there's a cheaper linen, there's a cheaper flower arrangement. And it all depends on what is most important to you. That's where you should spend your money. So like, if you really care about a good band, put all your money in the band.
Right. Okay.
If you really care about photography, put all your money in the photography. And you know what? I used to say, and Kate was like, you can't say that anymore. I used to say, who cares about the photography? There's nothing pretty to take a picture of.
That's true.
But I was not meaning the client wasn't attractive.
I knew what you meant.
I used to say that in a funny way, you know, not to be I used to say that all the time back in the day. And Kate was like, yeah, you really shouldn't say that. And I was like, well, I don't mean it. You know, I just mean, like, what's the point in spending all that money if, you know, there's nothing really to photograph.
Right.
So I used to say that, but I don't say that anymore.
You changed your tune. I see.
I did change my tune. Well, because it got insulting, really insulting. And then, but I didn't know one ever got mad about it. I just, you know, a little apprehensive afterwards now that I thought about it. But but to answer your question, you have to be realistic and you have to understand that it is one of the biggest investments of your life.
Right.
And it's like a house, you know, and it's ongoing. I mean, we pride ourselves in spending a lot of time showing you your budget, and I hate those meetings because I mean, basically Kate just chases me all over town trying to find invoices for me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then we compile it all together. Then we share it with them. So they know where they are budget wise. And now there's all these portals and amazing programs online where they can see a flow chart of where they are in their planning process. And it's all very technical now. And I just fall on the floor when I look at it. Because it's really complicated to me, but Kate loves it because she's very techy and on top of things.
So
realism is the key.
Realism and pick the thing that is the most important to you. When you hear guests say, oh, I just went to the best wedding, or what are they talking about most of the time? Is it that they had so much fun? Is it that the food was so great? Is it that the venue was beautiful?
It's usually, or flow.
Oh, a flow. That's a good,
Not a lot of waiting around.
Yeah.
As soon as we get a bride and groom and they go to a wedding, they call us immediately and tell us all the problems of the wedding they just went to. And typically the weddings they went to don't have planners. That's usually the first thing they'll say. Oh, well, they didn't have a planner.
Uh-huh.
That's the first thing they say, which is not the end of the world, but that's usually how they lead off with. But there's usually chaos and there's a lot of people waiting. A lot of people don't like to wait for cocktails. They don't like to wait.
Do you
for
remember
dinner.
That life? Like, I feel like my life is waiting right now. But mm-hmm. The urgency used to live in. Wow. Interesting.
That is you're exactly right. And that's the key. And I was thinking that today, there was some traffic today and I couldn't believe it.
Yes.
I haven't had any traffic in a while.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, this is my old life right here.
Yes. Getting mm-hmm. irritated mm-hmm. with traffic. I had that moment yesterday.
But nobody likes to wait. And that's a huge, mm-hmm. Issue at weddings.
Yes, that is so true. Mm-hmm. I feel like weddings these days before coronavirus had just become these elaborate events, which is so amazing and beautiful. Do you feel like there's a lot of people that just are overstressing and they're not able to just stay calm and enjoy the wedding and maybe like even the whole purpose of celebrating the love? Like, are they getting so wrapped up in just the planning process?
Not really. We kind of keep it at bay. So like we really break it up. And since we're two minds, you know, they're only talking to me about decor and creative side of it. They're talking to her about catering, band, photography, logistics, transportation, you know, the actual ceremony. We kind of break it down in the very, very first meeting. So
okay.
in the very first meeting, they already know the plan. And then every time we have a meeting, they usually say, oh, thank God for you guys. I mean, I don't even know where I begin. And then some people are very A-type and love all of it and love every detail of it. And they get in my car and follow me all around. And then some people really love all the budgeting stuff and are accountants themselves. And they are sitting at Kate's desk with her all day and, you know, figuring all that out. You know, I couldn't think of anything worse.
No, me
and
either.
Then, oh, I just I'm
it
falling
sounds
the floor.
Terrible. Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, as long as they tell me where to stay, I stay. And then it usually always goes over. And then we have to tweak. And then nobody ever wants to tweak. And, you know, and here's some other advice budget wise for brides. So you have a meeting. Let's say you don't have a planner. You go have a meeting. Let's just say you start with your invitations and nothing in your price range you like. Which is the story of all of our lives.
Right.
Which is shoes, whether it's jackets, whether it's anything.
Yes.
We always like the best thing. That's
of course.
Called having excellent taste. Well, you have to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you say to yourself, okay, well, it's just $13 over my budget. You know, so for instance, Hugh and Kate tell the vendor, well, this person needs to stay in this price range. And so we show them things that are totally in their price range. So we don't even have to worry about it. They can pick out of hundreds of things they can pick out. But if they don't like any of it, because all the really pretty ones are up on this shelf behind me and they, let's say they want all that, then that takes them over budget. And let's just say that's $20. Well, in their head, they're thinking, well, that's just $20 over budget. You know, no big, that's where it begins. And that's
how it all unfolds.
And that's with everything. Flowers can get outrageous. This is really what you can afford. Well, I don't like that. I want that one. Well, you have to pay for that. You know, that's how it all begins and where it should stop.
Right.
So in the very beginning, you should say, is it really worth it? Or would I rather save my money and put some more money towards the band or towards the bar or towards decor, my dance floor?
Really figuring that out.
Yeah. So that's really, that's where you get catchy. So then I'll call Kate and say, oh my gosh, they went over budget. Cause I'm like, we're like two old church ladies who call each other and tattletale. And I was like, they went over budget on it. And she's like, okay. So then she'll contact the mother and say, just like, so you know, you're over budget on this. And she's like, oh yeah, I approved it. No problem. No big deal. I don't care. Whatever. And as long as they approve it, you know, we're good.
Yes.
And we spend, I mean, she spends hours on that stuff. You know, it's just constant. Well, you know, you're over on this. And then she'll call me and say, okay, we can't be over on this. You've got to cut back. So cut back and show them where they'll be. So then I'll have to go back and redo all the decor, show them where they'll be. If they say, yes, we're good, we move on. If they say no, they pay the higher price and we move on.
Man, quite the balancing act.
It is a balancing act. And then we get it all the way down. What happens is in event planning, and which brides will know with or without planners, the decor area, my area, is so variable. I get stomped on every time because I don't have to. You can cut me. You can't cut a photographer. You can't cut a band. You can cut me because you don't have to have everything.
Right.
But it's going to be gorgeous.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. I spent some time on your website, which is h3events.com for anyone who wants to go check it out. But your weddings, you know it. Your weddings are beautiful. I mean, it's just, that's what I said earlier. They're epic. And so it would be very hard for me, knowing your style, to want to cut that.
Right. And then, so I'll have, I have hysterical clients that'll call me and be like, okay, we got to cut all this. In fact, I had a great lesson. So she called me and she's like, let's cut all this. I don't need that. I don't need this. I don't need that. She had dissected all down because Kate had sent her all the decor, you know, line items. So we could cut it all, you know, where she could see what she was going to lose if she went with the lower budget. Okay.
Okay.
And she's like, okay, that's perfect. I want to go with all that. Well, she went to a wedding and she hated it. So then she called me and she was like, bring it all back.
Yeah.
I'm doing all of it. And I told you in the very beginning, I've used this so many times. This is years ago. And she said, I told you in the very beginning, I'm not scared to spend it, but I won't waste it.
I love that.
I loved it too. She goes, I'm not scared to spend it, but I won't waste it.
So if it's worth it, it's worth it.
It's worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of think it is at this point, especially if that is the big celebration for you and the way that you pictured it. If you know, if you're one of those girls who's dreamed about this day for your whole entire life, you want it to be as beautiful as possible.
Right. And we've worked together for so long. It's that's the best part of this. That's the only reason I even do it. And I got into it in such a weird way, but the only reason I do it is because it's so fun to see all these vendors, all these people I have all these meetings with that I talk to on the phone, and you know, I drive them crazy and all this, but at the very end, how it all just comes to life right in front of my face is the best feeling in the whole world, whether the client knows it or not. Like, it all happened, because sometimes they can't even picture it. You know, they don't really realize. They see everything on a board.
Right.
And they see their design decks that I, you know, present to them. They don't really grasp the whole room, you know. And then when they walk in, and that is the best feeling in the history of the world,
to see the final product.
Yeah, just people don't really understand that because even when we're not talking to the brides, you know, they panic. You know, they have a Kate's so funny, they have like a, you know, they have a 6 month panic, they have a 3 month panic.
You guys haven't timed
out.
They
have a 2 week panic. Yeah, it's all we can even predict it. Like, uh-huh. Even, I should just put them in our phones because we know it. I could probably call them the day before and be like, "You're gonna black out tomorrow, but today, remember, everything's okay." Because even when you're not talking to your planner, that's our only job.
Yeah.
So we have to be working on you constantly, otherwise nothing would happen.
Right.
I've been on the phone with the Gun Club of Tennessee trying to reserve my entire gun club for a bunch of guys to shoot. Imagine me at the gun club.
No, that actually, I would love to see that.
I know. I can't wait to go have a meeting. And I hope they have like a hot instructor who's like,
oh,
Colton, and here's my gun.
Colton.
I don't even know anything about a gun. And here, you know.
Then you're planning an event.
I've got to reserve the gun club of Tennessee. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh. Well, like I said, you guys can check out Hugh's events at h3events.com. I have some other very important questions to ask you, though, because I was on your Instagram earlier, and your Instagram bio describes you as an event planner, a comedian, and it says that you're usually tan. So I need you to give myself and all the listeners your tips for staying tan in quarantine. I feel like I've never been more pale in my life.
Okay, now I make fun of influencers all the time on my Instagram. You'll see that. I do not understand why anybody needs. I mean, I think it's great to promote something as long as you're buying it.
Yeah, of course.
As long as you're buying it. But I have. People want to give me free stuff all the time and tell me to promote it. Well, I'm happy to buy it if I like it.
It's
like when you go to a skincare place and they're like, this is the best lotion in the head. Your eyeballs will recess back into your head and you'll become an embryo. I mean, you like you're going to be. I'm like, well, give me a sample of it and I'll tell you exactly how it works.
Right.
You know, that's kind of my philosophy on all that. Okay. Because it drives me crazy because I don't want to buy a hoodie. I want to buy a hoodie from you. And if I did want to buy it, I just go order it online. We all have the internet. Okay, so why do I have to give you 8% of the sales? Okay. And people are worried about returning their money that they invested for their most gorgeous wedding. We're paying people 8% for a hoodie. Okay, so I have this girl who comes to my house and spray tans me in my dining room.
Okay.
They have a tent, so my dining room is not terracotta like my kneecaps.
Mm.
But I use this product. Well, now that I'm home quarantining, she shipped me the lotion, and it's called Sunless Bloom.
And it's Sunless Bloom. Okay.
And it's the best ever. And
I've never even heard of it.
Well, it's kind of new.
Okay.
Because she was just doing, it was her own formula.
Okay.
But she was spraying me with it, you know, and it's great because you put it on and it dries. And I am George Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
I am Cato Kaelin. I mean, I am tan. I haven't even seen my epidermis since 1994. Okay. So I'm telling you, I know about tanning.
I trust
you.
I
love to be tan. And I've been pale sort of during this quarantine to give myself a break.
Uh-huh.
But when I say pale, I mean it.
Like, you're pale.
I'm still putting like.
You're like Snooki.
Medium on.
Yeah.
Medium on.
Medium.
And I just bought this. Over the shoulder thing that you can apply to your back. It's like
It's
like a paddle, and so you can put it on your back.
Oh my gosh! See, this is. I need you to influence on this. I would swipe up on this shit so fast.
Yes. Now I would swipe up on that. I would swipe up on that, but I would also Google like how do you tan your back?
Right.
Okay,
right.
Okay. Okay. So. I got this like wand thing from Loving Tan.
Okay.
And Loving Tan is a great product too. I'm sure I've never used their lotions, but everybody loves it. Okay. So I got their big wand to put on my back. So Sunless Bloom is what I use because it dries really fast. So you can like put it on and go out. Like you know, some of them you're sticky. You've been like in mayonnaise in a sleeping bag. That's what you feel like.
Hate that.
I can't stand it. And there's some are so sticky. And then I'm freckly too. I look like, I don't know, Andy, what's his name? Andy Griffiths, Opie.
Opie.
Ron Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm freckly too. So when I put some of the other creams on, like make my freckles, like I look like a Dalmatian. They like make them darker.
Oh yeah.
But hers just evens you out and makes you tan.
So this is the Sunless Bloom.
Sunless Bloom, and she's on Instagram.
Okay.
And it's amazing.
I'm literally gonna go buy this when we finish this podcast.
And I get the dark one because I like everything dark. I think she has light, you know, fair, medium, and dark. I get the dark one because I'm not an animal. And so I really, really, really like to be tan. And Sunless Bloom is it, and I pay for it. So this is not some sort of endorsement deal. I pay for it. And I bought 4 jugs of it.
Do you spray this?
Well, it's like a foam, so you put it on a mitt.
Okay. Yeah, the mitt's good.
Mm-hmm. And the mitt is great because your hands aren't nasty.
Okay. Wow.
And some mitts are not good as other mitts. Her mitt is really good because it's a really thick mitt.
Okay.
But some mitts are kind of thin, and your hands look like you're a mechanic.
That's no good. No. So we like the Sunless Bloom brand mitt as well.
Yeah, well, yes, their mitt is a blade. It's a thick black mitt.
Yeah,
and it's amazing.
Okay.
And you can use either side, and you can wash it and all that.
Wow, dropping mm-hmm. knowledge about the tan on the podcast.
But disclaimer, I did pay for that.
Right. You're not being paid. You actually are
a customer,
which I appreciate.
Well, everybody's got to stay in business.
And I'm telling you, because Nashville's been so rainy and cold, it's May. I'm so confused about this weather situation. But I just keep saying to myself, I've really got to dial in my tanning program because spray tans are not happening. I need a little self-tanner situation.
And it's really hard to spray tan in a mask. And it's
I mean, there's a lot happening. Right, exactly.
And there's all kinds of phases with opening Nashville.
I know.
I think they're not. I don't think any of that will happen until phase four, which is way on down the road.
I don't know how they don't think anything beauty related is essential, because I just need it to for survival, I feel
like. And self-esteem. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. It's just like when the weather is better, I think antidepressant sales are down.
I agree. We've had bad weather and we've been quarantined in our homes. The least they could do is give us our beauty products.
I totally agree. Everyone wears masks and just throws on their hair color mm-hmm. and runs out. They don't have
yeah.
to blow out.
That's
they don't
fine.
Have to
I don't
blow
need to
out.
Blow out. That's exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Well, tell everyone else where they can find you. What your Instagram handle is at Hugh Hauser.
It's at Hugh Hauser, H-O-W-S, as in Sam, E-R.
Okay. And you talk a little bit about your comedy career, and I've found a lot of funny videos that I think everyone needs a good laugh right now.
Oh, you're sweet. That's really what I've learned in quarantine. And I've always been funny, and I've always tried
and
to
humble.
I mean, I have. I've always been funny. And so I started doing comedy in the last few years. My really good friend who everybody needs to look up, Leanne Morgan. Leanne Morgan Comedy on Instagram. I hired her for an event years ago, didn't know her at all. She's from Knoxville, Tennessee. And I met her, and she's as country as buttermilk and hysterical. And she's all about family humor. She's not nasty.
Yeah.
She's amazing. I'm a little racier than she is, but you know. But I'm not nasty.
Well, can we just find this stuff on Instagram, or where's the best place to
find
any?
Yeah, she's on Instagram.
Okay.
And she's gone worldwide now. And she's this big. And so she let me open for her 3 times at Zany's, and we sold it out, and we've had a ball. And my first one was great. My second one went not so great. And my third one was all right.
Okay.
But, you know, it's really hard to do.
I can't imagine doing stand-up comedy. That seems like the hardest job to me.
Well, it is, and I've got it down now much better. You know, with practice comes everything. But it was great, and I have to give myself props for even doing it, because people vomit and want to die. But I knew that I was funnier than some people there, so I knew I'd be all right.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That totally does. It gave you that little extra boost.
Yeah, I knew I could get a laugh. So anyway, she and I had met years ago. I hired her for an event, and I fell in love with her. She tells everybody, she introduces me, and she's like, Lord, y'all don't know what it's like having him backstage. It's like having Diana Ross here. I've given him Evian, and I can barely get my shoes tied, and he's got 3 gay men. One's spraying him, one's blowing his bangs out.
Oh my God.
One's lowering him into bell bottoms. And anyway, we have a ball, and she introduced me, and it's great. And when we first met, I was at the end of a long, long driveway. And she was pulling down the driveway in her Honda Pilot, and she was coming at me, and she rolled her window down, and she said, I thought for a minute you were David Cassidy. I didn't know what was going on. God. And then we just locked eyes, as she says.
Fell in love.
And then that's how it all began.
Well, I can't wait to come check you out at comedy clubs when they finally open again. That sounds like a blast.
Yes, I'll get you a ticket.
Thank you. Swipe up for that. Hugh, thank you so much for being here. Tell people where they can find you one more time.
You can find me at Hugh Hauser on Instagram, and then all the others. It's all at
all
Hugh Hauser.
The other socials.
Any other names or craziness.
And it's h3events.com for when events do come back. You guys should check out their beautiful work. It's pretty epic, as I said before. Thank you guys so much for listening. And Hugh, thank you again for being here.
I'm so excited. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.